This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Nearly a week after the aborted mutiny in Russia by the Wagner Group mercenaries and their leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, many observers say the events of the last week have weakened Russian President Vladimir Putin. Kennan Institute on Russian Studies Director William Pomerantz told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program whether it's true or not, Putin will be taking steps to reassert his strength.
Putin has used the Russian legal system to go after any potential opposition figure. And he has done so through passing a whole variety of legislation, including the foreign agents legislation, including new laws on treason, new laws on criticizing the Russian army. I think that if Putin really wants to reassert control, and I think that is what his main goal is, that he has a template. And that template, over the past 30 years, has been going after minor politicians, oligarchs, et cetera, et cetera. And I think in terms of making clear that Putin has reasserted control, he will have to do something similar.
The U.S. Supreme Court Friday effectively killed President Joe Biden's $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. The 6-3 decision, with conservative justices in the majority, said the Biden administration overstepped its authority with the plan and leaves borrowers on the hook for repayments beginning later this year. AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman explains how the vote went down.
Chief Justice John Roberts said a 2003 federal law that the administration relied on was not enough. Justice Elena Kagan wrote a dissenting opinion for the court's three liberal justices in which she said the court had taken upon itself the authority that really belonged to the administration and Congress. She said that that 2003 law provided enough authority for the administration to act as it did.
This is VOA News. In another Supreme Court decision on Friday, the court's conservative majority ruled the constitutional right to free speech allows certain businesses to refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
In a 6-3 decision along ideological lines, the court's conservative majority ruled that the constitutional right to free speech allows certain businesses to deny services for same-sex weddings. The dissenting liberal justices called the decision a license to discriminate. Denver area business owner Lori Smith wanted an exemption from a Colorado law that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and other factors. Friday's ruling overturns a lower court's ruling that had rejected that bid. The court's three liberal justices dissented, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor writing, quote, "Today, the court, for the first time in its history, grants a business open to the public a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class."
Millions of U.S. travelers are flying on the busiest travel weekend of the season, but many may face flight cancellations or delays. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The AAA says Americans are expected to set a new record for air travel over the Independence Day holiday weekend. More than 4 million people are expected to fly to their destination, but thousands could see their flights canceled or delayed as thunderstorms threaten the East Coast, the West Coast, and areas in between. There have been cancellations and delays today, says FlightAware. Best advice? Book morning flights or nonstop flights. They're usually the most reliable. And remember, if your flight is canceled, you're entitled to a full refund, not just a voucher for future travel. If you still want to get to your destination, most airlines will rebook you for free on the next available flight as long as they have seats. I'm Rita Foley.
Oscar-winning actor Alan Arkin has died at the age of 89, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Arkin was an immediate success in movies, with an Oscar nomination in the 1966 Cold War spoof, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming.
We are, of course, Norwegians.
40 years later, Alan Arkin won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine.
You are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I'm madly in love with you, and it's not because of your brains or your personality. It's because you're beautiful, inside and out.
In his Oscar speech, Arkin said,
"Acting for me has always been and always will be a team sport. I cannot work at all unless I feel a spirit of unity around me."
His son said Alan Arkin was a uniquely talented force of nature. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.